Dr. Cornwell, you're on the record.
Okay. Bring this meeting of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy order, November 19th, 2019. Sorry for the slight delay. And to begin, I'd like to welcome all our guests here from Brookline Physical Therapy Assistant Program. So hope you enjoy yourself. Okay. And we'll proceed. Let's begin with a roll call vote, or not vote, but roll call.
Roll call. Ms. Hunter?
Present.
Dr. King?
Present.
Dr. Cornwell?
Present.
Mr. Clinton?
Present.
And absent are Joshua Greer, public member, Anushka Remick, professional member, and Dr. Karen Bastillo, professional member. You have a quorum.
Let's begin with item number two, review and approval of draft minutes. 2A, 2-1 is October 22nd, 2019, regular session meeting minutes.
Any edits? I move to approve.
Okay, it's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
The motion is in the affirmative. The minutes pass.
All right. Next is October 22nd, 2019, executive session meeting minutes A. Any changes, edits?
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
It's an affirmative, and executive session A passes.
Okay. Item number 2-3, October 22nd, 2019, executive session meeting minutes B. Any changes or edits?
No. I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Then the affirmative and executive session meeting minutes B passes.
All right. So moving on to item 3, consent agenda. Let's go to 3A, applications for licensure and certification. 3A1 is review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapist licensure and documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Review, consideration, and approval for ADA accommodations. Jerry Dillon. Any?
So it's my understanding he's already passed MPTE?
Correct.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve his application on passing of the AZ law.
Thank you. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
And it's affirmative. The motion passes.
Okay. Item number 3A2, review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapist assistant certification with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application versus Thomas Harding.
I move to approve the application for the physical therapist assistant certification.
Second.
And moved and seconded.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
The motion is affirmative and passes.
Thank you. All right. Samantha Upton?
I move to approve her application for physical therapist assistant certification.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Moved and seconded to approve Samantha Upton. Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
It's in the affirmative and the motion passes. Thank
you. Dr. Cornwell, can we, I'm just for my clarification, on 3A1, Mr. Dillon, were we to move to approve on both the ADA and the personal information, or should those have been separate, or?
We can separate them, or you could do it together.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't miss a
box. Did anybody not want to approve
the
ADA?
I think he's already taken the MPTE.
He has taken the national pass.
So did he have ADA accommodations at the time?
He came from California. It was an endorsement.
So. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. So then our vote took care of both then?
Appreciate it, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. I just want to make sure. Thank you.
Okay. Just reorganize the agenda slightly here because we've got a hearing at 11. So let's move to item 4B, review, discussion, and possible action for review of initial review. Number one, 19-13, Justin Newman, physical therapist.
And Mr. Newman has requested an extension, and we have granted that extension. So we would appreciate if the board would table that to the December 17th meeting.
So I move that we table this item to the December meeting.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion?
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
That'll be so that's in the affirmative, and it'll be moved to the December 17th meeting.
Okay. Item number 4B2, 19-33, Kelly DeLong, physical therapist. And
would you like a summary?
Please. Yes, a summary would be wonderful.
So complaint 1933, Ms. Kelly DeLong. Board opened complaint 1933 after contact by Ms. DeLong. Ms. DeLong was found not to be in compliance with Board Order 1512. She had contacted our office regarding use of her license while she was on probation, where it was found that she had not completed complaint number 1512 for the compliance period. This complaint is for your review.
Is Kelly here by any chance? Okay.
Dr. Cornwell, Dr. Donahue, I just had a quick question for the record. Has she renewed her license and maintained her CE?
I wouldn't know about her CE because okay. She was not audited.
Okay.
And I believe she did, but let me look.
I think she is, too, but I was not that long.
I believe she did.
Yes.
Yes, her license was renewed.
Okay.
So she has a license, but she hasn't completed the
requirement. Correct. She's currently on probation, but that probation, the requirement for her probationary term has expired without her completing the requirements of Board Order 1512.
But that order happened before I came on the board. That did not result in a suspension or
probation.
Well, it's probation, any restrictions on her license.
No, she was unable to be able to work under general supervision or in a home health setting.
Okay, but she could work in direct supervision?
Correct.
Okay, and do we know if she has been?
She says she has not. She's currently employed as a salesperson for medical equipment.
Good.
So one of the things that struck me is that she hadn't completed the board order because she felt she wasn't even going to return to PT practice. But now that she's decided that she wants the board to have leniency towards her. Is that correct?
Ms. DeLong contacted me because she had a teaching opportunity and wanted to know if under probation she could do that, where we had a discussion regarding her inability to complete the probationary terms under the timeline, where we then confirmed with each other that she had not completed those timelines.
I'd like to move to go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
And to review confidential records.
And to review confidential information.
Okay.
Documents. So we've got a
second.
Moved and seconded.
Oh, Michael second. So, Ms. Hunter?
Fine,
so the motion is to move into executive session. Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
We are in executive session as of 9:50 a.m.
So we'll be back.
Eight.
Back, but we're not ready.
Okay. Back on the record at 9:03.
Okay. Thank you. We'll continue with item 4B2, Kelly DeLong, physical therapist. do I have a motion or any discussion that you want to
I think based on our discussion and executive session and review of confidential documents, I would make a motion to offer Ms. DeLong a consent agreement that would include a fit-for-duty evaluation to be completed within 90 days by a board-approved evaluator, communicating with Ms. Donahue the details of when and where so that records could be provided. And I would also add to that consent agreement that all prior requirements of her previous consent agreement that were not fulfilled must be fulfilled.
Put a timeline on that? She had a year before.
Well, so if we're going, if it's the ethics course and it's in person, I would say probably 6 months.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable?
Sure. I mean, timeline.
Yeah, okay. I know sometimes they're hard to get into, so I want to make sure there's opportunity, but at the same time...
The ethics course can be done fairly quickly.
Okay, so maybe we'll stay with the 90 days along with the fit for duty.
So the question I have about that, if we offer her...
Do we have a second?
And then I'm sorry.
Just a quick question.
Yeah, I have a couple.
As far as the evaluator, what, I guess what level, and this would be maybe a Dr. Donahue answer, what level of training? Do you want a psychologist? Do you want a...
The board utilizes two potentially. We usually like Dr. Sutcher as our evaluator. There is one other board-approved evaluator. We would limit it to those two.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me first of all, you need a second.
Second.
Okay. Perfect. So you want all of this done within 90 days? So part of the requirement she has not fulfilled is monthly counseling.
Oh.
So you only want 3 months of counseling. What is it you are looking for in those 90 days?
I think my question would be, you know, certainly 90 days of counseling is not going to be effective, but I think the fit for duty evaluation may then determine.
Right, but your second piece of that was to fulfill
all other.
All unfulfilled. So would you like to modify that?
Yes.
Okay.
So how would you like to
So let's say the fit for duty is there. What would you like next?
I believe she had an ethics course that she was to take.
Okay.
So that stays, please.
I guess I'm okay with that, that we don't need to do the monitoring or the...
Or counseling.
Counseling until we get the fitness for duty evaluation back. I know it's a gamble, but...
So remove those. And what else is on the consent agreement? I need to make sure we...
Those were the two items.
Okay.
So your motion is to offer a consent agreement, which would need to be signed in 21 days mm-hmm. from receipt to obtain a fit-for-duty evaluation and complete the 4 hours of ethics within 90 days.
So I have a question. If she doesn't sign the consent agreement, what is the process after that?
Well, that is my next question to you.
So I think it would, in my opinion, be more appropriate to forward this to an informal hearing and offer her the consent agreement, because then if she doesn't sign it, it goes to a formal.
Right. So you get to determine if the consent agreement is not signed, what would you like to do next?
Then
so that is where you're at right now.
Okay.
So there are two options, a formal hearing or an informal hearing.
There's a couple things that I think I want to make sure that they're still active. One is she was on probation, so I want the probation to continue.
Correct.
Right?
It does.
Second is that she cannot practice under, she has to practice.
She can't do home
She health. Can't do general supervision.
She's a PT or PTA?
She's a PT.
PT.
Okay.
So the limitation was she couldn't practice, she could not work by herself.
Okay. I want to make sure that's still on there.
So yes. On-site supervision.
Okay. Yeah.
So with that, would you accept that friendly amendment of the supervision requirement of the current consent agreement would be incorporated
into the language?
Yes, absolutely.
So now we're at, what do we want to do if she elects not to sign it?
Myra, it would be appropriate to forward to a formal hearing.
Agree.
So
I'd like to make a friendly amendment to that.
You're still making it, so there's no amendment.
Oh, okay.
You just had a first and you were just working.
Okay, I thought we'd.
And then.
Let me give it to you again.
Good.
So the motion is for a consent agreement to be signed within 21 days, that she obtain a fit for duty evaluation within 90 days, that she completes the 4-hour ethic course and maintains the requirement that she cannot work without supervision in the clinic.
And just to clarify, the ethics course is an in-person ethics course, correct? Oh,
correct.
Thanks.
And if she does not sign within 21 days, this would be moved to a formal hearing.
Yes, that's what I recall.
Correct.
All right. Everybody understand what?
Yes, sir.
The motion is? Any discussion?
Well, there's one issue that we didn't touch on. That once she has
Mike,
the,
use your mic, please.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Once she has the psych-eval, the board should be able to reserve the right to incorporate any findings and make a modification of the consent decree.
Correct. So once she, if she completes these requirements and maintains them, then that evaluation report would come back to you for consideration.
And that's just, we don't need to put that in the consent, that's just automatic?
I believe you would need to put in the language that she shall comply with the recommendations of the evaluator.
Okay.
For continued, I mean, you could limit it to for continued counseling or any.
Or whatever the recommendations are.
Yeah, I believe it as broad as possible so that we're not boxed in. In case there's more recommendations.
So you can request that the board rehear this complaint. Ms. Baskins, let me know if I'm treading dangerously here.
All right.
So that you may review the, so you could interim it, right? So you can get the fitness for duty before you can make a decision based further on the probation that she has.
Because
otherwise the consent agreement would expire in 90 days.
Right, or we can make it longer. You can make it a year's probation,
right.
And then within the first 90 days, she has to complete the CE. She has to do the fit for duty evaluation, and the supervision would apply.
Right. So my understanding of what the board is requesting is they want a chance to review the evaluation, and what mechanism would they have to be able to review the evaluation once it's received?
Well, then that would bring us into the interim order, where the board could just unilaterally issue an interim order for a fitness for duty evaluation to be done within 90 days. It would, at that time, the way your statute is written, the board would have to pay for it. And then it would be brought back to the board with that information within 90 days, and you can make a decision on disciplinary options at that time. Or you could just incorporate the fitness for duty evaluation into the offer of the consent agreement. She would have the option to sign it. It could be brought back to you for review, and you can incorporate by reference any of the recommendations from the evaluator. And then, again, if it's not signed, it could move to the formal hearing within the 21 days.
All right. So if it's amended, then she would have another 21 days to sign that amended order.
I believe you could put some language in there that she would have to, it would have to probably be brought back to the board, probably at that time, just because of the delay in time. You'd have to look at that information.
Right. And I would suggest we do this in a consent agreement.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I just want to make sure I understand the steps it's going to go through. I'm not concerned about it.
So is there language that we would put in the consent that would give us the ability to take action on the psych-eval recommendations?
And then it could be brought back to the board for review?
Yes.
And then you could at that time review them, and you could offer her an amended consent agreement for her to enter into based on the evaluator's recommendations, and at that point, you could offer her that, you could discuss it with her, you could require her to come in and speak to you. That is one way you could go about doing that.
Okay. I think I'm comfortable, as long as you're comfortable how you're going to word it all. Okay. Any other questions, comments?
No, sir.
Discussion by the board?
So let me remind you of the motion. So the motion is for a consent agreement to be signed within 21 days. She's to obtain a fit-for-duty evaluation within 90 days, to which the board will then review the evaluative report. She is to complete the ethics and to maintain that she is unable to work without supervision.
And Dr. Donahue, members of the board, you may want to increase that offer of the consent agreement maybe to 6 months or a year, so at least it doesn't expire after the 90 days. So you may want
I didn't want it to expire. So.
Right.
So do we need to make that a formal amendment?
Yes.
So I amend. I have proposed that we amend that order to be a year.
Okay. Dr. King, do you agree?
Well, I'm just for clarification. So she has a year to have a fit for duty evaluation. Is that what we're saying?
That's what you would be.
No. It would be a year's probation.
Okay.
But the 90 days.
Perfect. Okay. Right. Thank you for clarifying.
Because after the 90 days, then she would be off the consent.
Because it appears that she could be potentially practicing under on-site supervision.
Correct.
And not have any evaluation.
Correct.
For a while.
Correct.
So there's that concern. Okay.
Right.
90
so we,
days
we'll
for those
put
things,
a 90-day
a year
stipulation
probation.
On the fit for duty.
Yeah.
The other
agreed.
Requirements will extend for 1 year.
But what about the ethics?
Well,
I think the ethics stays
under
the 90.
The board gets to tell me. So do you want that done in 90 days or?
Yes.
90 days. Okay. One more time. The motion before you is a consent agreement to be signed within 21 days, where she has to obtain a fit-for-duty evaluation within 90 days, and the board will review upon completion. She has to complete 4 hours of ethics within 90 days and maintain her restriction on work for 1 year of probation. If not, if she fails to sign, she will go to a formal hearing.
Yes.
Agree.
Okay. You ready for the question?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
It's passed in the affirmative, and the consent agreement will be issued.
Okay. So, item 4B3, Victoria Petty, physical therapist. And is Victoria here by any chance? Somebody, can you give us a brief summary?
This case 1842, Ms. K alleges that Ms. Petty failed to complete the required documentation following her treatment and provision of physical therapy services during her travel assignment in a home health care setting. Ms. K alleges that Ms. Petty's failure to complete the required documentation delayed patient care. Ms. K alleges that Ms. Petty abandoned patients. I present this for your review.
Okay. Yeah.
I would move. Can I make a motion?
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion to dismiss.
Second.
All right. Discussion. So I'm curious about why you'd like to dismiss.
We haven't heard from the person who filed the complaint to verify anything. Is that correct?
Correct.
So I think this could just be seen as hearsay. If she's not going to present anything to verify the information, then it's just she said, and that's my reason to dismiss it.
I have to agree with that. And reading the investigation information, the person who filed a complaint, despite several attempts to get information from her, did not provide any specific patient information that she's accusing Ms. Petty of. Treating and not documenting. She only worked there a week and a day. It sounds like it was a terrible match. So based on that, I don't think we really have any grounds to move forward.
Seems like a very horrible miscommunication or lack of communication.
Mm-hmm. But thank you for your investigation.
So any other discussion about the motion? We have a motion and we have a second. And let's call a question.
So for complaint 1842, Victoria Petty, the motion is to dismiss. Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
It's in the affirmative and the motion is dismissed.
Okay. I'm going to modify the agenda slightly just because we have I'd like to move to item 4C, review, discussion, and possible action for request for early termination of probation. Sherry Hodges, physical therapist. And you've got a number of people here, right? And why don't you start by introducing yourselves?
I'm Sherry Hodges.
Okay.
Nick Mesa, counsel for Dr. Hodges.
Okay. Would you or your attorney wish to make an opening statement?
Members of the board, first off, thank you very much for the opportunity to present here today. We've had some preliminary discussions regarding the anticipated information that we will be discussing in this matter, and would request that this discussion move to executive session in order to protect confidential health information and records.
Okay.
And Mr. Mesa, you are here today to request early termination from a probation agreement.
That is correct, yes. Okay. Thank you.
I move that we go into executive session to review confidential medical information.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to move into executive session. Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
We'll move into executive session at
9:19.
9:19.